in the past, it seems like I've had the goal of have more now, have a computer now, have a TV and VCR and all these things now, and forget about the future. Don't worry about saving money. It's okay to go into debt. I went into debt pretty heavily. Well, now I've changed my attitude to have some things now, as long as I can afford them. But I canceled all of my credit cards, and I actually have eliminated my gas card as well now. So that was one of the last sources of debt that I've had. Now I use separate debit cards for everything. I've got 3 different bank accounts that I use regularly, and a fourth. Those 3 are at Bank of America, and I've got the debit cards associated with 2 of them. My main account, I have no debit card, so I have no temptation to spend money out of that account anymore. Then I've got a fourth account over at Spokane Teachers Credit Union, which if I wanted to save money over there or even start using that account, it would be much more difficult to access the money. I'd have to actually write a check. I couldn't do an online transfer like I do with all my other accounts. So that could be a good thing if I am succumbing too much to the temptation of spending money. But my current financial system of using multiple debit cards is something I had came up with a few months ago. It seems like it was probably back in May or June when I came up with the idea. Well, it didn't really work out. I started out using second debit cards and so forth. I had the accounts already established. But what really happened is I ended up spending money out of my main account anyway because it was easy. I had the debit card in my pocket. I actually decided to put the debit card away. So I did that for a few days until I realized I need that debit card, or at least some kind of card, if I want to make deposits to my bank account. So I put that debit card back in my pocket. And then, of course, I spent money out of the account like crazy. A lot of it was justified. It was business expenses and, you know, gas and different things. But then again, whenever I spend a lot of money on a business expense, like tools, if I spend $400 on tools, it makes me frustrated in my own budgeting. And I feel like, what the heck, I might as well spend another $400 on something else that I want. Like, I think perhaps my DVD player was one of those kind of purchases. I don't really regret the DVD player. It was about a $300 purchase, and now I've got, you know, hundreds of dollars worth of DVDs that I've accumulated over the last couple months. I don't think that was really a problem. I don't regret it at all. But overall, I'm glad that I finally switched my system where I don't have a debit card. I have a regular ATM card on my main account, so I'm not even tempted to try to spend that money. Even after I changed that over, when I first did it, I found myself transferring money every couple days from my main account to my debit account. Eventually, I got another debit card, which I'm using for gas purchases exclusively, and also if I need to do any repairs on my van, I'll use that debit card for that. So it's a vehicle account. I would say that overall, the gas card has been the easiest to establish and maintain. I started out with $350 in that account. I put that in there several months ago, probably 3 months ago. It took me a few weeks to get a debit card attached to that account. Probably took me a month to get a debit card attached to that account. But meanwhile, that $350 was sitting there waiting for me when it was time for me to start buying gas out of that account. Well, when it came down to it, and I finally got my debit card, I stopped making purchase on my Union 76 card, And I paid it off. Fortunately, I had paid off so much the previous month that I was only that I only owed like $35. So I was able to pay that off the same day and never go back to the Union 76 card. Now I make purchases of gas at Costco, where it's substantially cheaper than any other gas stations, including ARCO, which used to be the cheapest available, although I never buy ARCO gas because it's junk. And another reason why it has been so difficult to maintain my new budget system is, are several reasons. For one, I've had to make purchases originally. Before I got my gas card online, I had to make gas purchases on my main debit card occasionally. On my debit card or on my main account. Like when I go out of town and I don't have the Union 76 stations available to me, that leaves me no other option. Well, that drags the money out of my account very fast. And I've tried to only keep $200 at a time in my debit account. Well, when I'm spending so much on gas, and then on tools, particularly, you know, spending a few hundred dollars here and there on tools, I've got to continually replenish my account. So it's made it difficult. And then, of course, not having enough money in general, that has made it difficult to maintain a really good, solid system. For instance, I've had instances where I've put money into savings, and I planned not to touch it. There it would stay in savings. And then, next thing I know, even days later, I find out that maybe my paycheck isn't here on time or some such thing, and I've got to take the money straight back out of savings into checking in order to cover some bills or in order to cover some purchases. But fortunately, over time, I've been able to get away from that more and more. So my system is slowly, I'm slowly working the bugs out of this system. And in the long run, it's going to make a huge difference to me because, for one thing, I've got the debit cards in place, so I don't need to use a credit card for anything. I don't even have them available. I'm paying off my debts substantially. So once I get those paid off, that'll be another $400 a month in my pocket as opposed to being paid out on bills. And that's not to say that I regret any of the purchases I've made. I'm happy with the way I am, with the way I'm living. If I didn't go into debt, I probably wouldn't have a microwave and a blender and a computer and television, or even my piano, a futon. I probably wouldn't have a lot of things that I've got. So I'm glad I went into debt. It's worked out nicely where I have gone into debt at times when I'm not making enough money, and then later when I'm making more money, I start paying off the debt, and I've been balancing things that way, tempering the slow times with savings and debt and borrowing. But at this point, I really don't think that going into debt will be necessary anymore because I literally have everything I need, including enough food to last me for quite a while. Eventually, what I plan to do, I plan to have a continually growing bank account. I've got a money market account, pays me about 5 or 6% interest. I intend to grow that as fast as I possibly can. I want to put money in there up to at least 10 grand. Then I want to have, at the same time, I want to have a couple thousand dollars in my main account ready to pay bills at any given time so that I never have to worry about whether my account has enough money in it to pay the bills. I would continually be depositing money in that account to replenish as things get spent, as things get transferred into savings, and as bills get paid. Well, and then I also want simultaneously to have about at least $500, maybe $1,000 in my spending account at any given time, and I want to have a minimum balance, my own personal, my own self-imposed minimum balance on my spending account of, you know, maybe $1,000, where I will put a few hundred bucks in here and there, closely track everything I spend, and carefully consider every purchase. But then that would create a real buffer for emergencies. I would never have to dip into savings for most emergencies. I also would never have to worry about bouncing checks. Then another thing I want to do, I want to do something along that line. I want to have probably $300 or $400 at any given time in my vehicle account, debit account. But then I also want to have, in addition to all of this, I want to have $1,000 in my spending savings account and $1,000 in my vehicle savings account. And then I want to have, I might even want to put $1,000 in my bill paying, my main savings account. That way, if any major repairs were necessary on my vehicle, I would have the $300 or $400 in the debit side. If that wasn't enough, I would take out some of the savings. And then over time, I would replenish that and get it back up to $1,000 or get the debit side up to $400 again. Same thing with my spending. If I had any major purchases for any reason whatsoever, I would take it out of the savings side if it was an emergency and replenish that. Same with bills. If a paycheck was late or any other thing, I would have that savings to fall back on where I wouldn't have to withdraw money from my money market. As for the money market, my primary goals for that are to save for the long term. All of the other accounts are pretty much savings for the short term. The money market would be for such purchases as my house. I would use that as a down payment on property or on a house. And eventually, as I establish some of these other living necessities, like a house, I might redirect that savings account for purchases such as a vehicle. I would use that long-term savings account to just pay cash for a new vehicle. Meanwhile, of course, I also intend to get completely out of debt. The only debts I intend to have are, at this point, my student loans, because they are low enough interest, I don't want to worry about them yet. And the mortgage on my house. When I eventually get a house, I won't worry about paying that off immediately. I will balance it from a business perspective, whether it's better to invest my money elsewhere or pay down the loan. You know, I'll try to balance that when the time comes.